Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September the 2nd, 2014, and you are tuned in to Step Into Your Power with Tiana, and I am your host, Tiana Sharon Huff. Some students returned to school the early part of August, some last week, and some will return to the classroom today. So I wanted to do a show that focused on offering strategies and tips to help position our sons and daughters for academic success. And what better person to bring forth such information than John Cameron? John's been working with our youth for about 20 years as a counselor, therapist, and administrator. 2 years ago, he started the Cameron Group, which is an organization that focuses on helping boys who are being raised by single parents. The mission is to empower, educate, inspire, and uplift young men as they prepare for manhood. The Cameron Group offers leadership training for boys, and it has a 5-part leadership program. It also offers workshops for parents and educators. John is a therapist in the area of brain development for boys, working with ADHD and the 6 types of ADHD that might affect our boys. Now, let's welcome John to the show. Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. So how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm really excited about today's show. I thought about it, and it just made perfect sense because it's back to school, and we want to be able to give our parents and those educators and those who are at the forefront of empowering our children tips to help them to do well for the 2014-2015 school year. So I guess the first question that I want to ask you is, what's the first thing that parents must consider in positioning their children for academic success?
Okay. Well, Fiona, first I want to just thank you for, you know, allowing me to be on your show. I feel definitely honored. You're an awesome person, and, you know, definitely I like the things that you're doing, and I'm keep praying for you. That's the first thing.
Thank you.
You know, as far as the first, you know, the school, I think right now, because there's so much going on in the school, I think one of the very first things that parents need to do, they need to sit down and talk to their kids about the importance of school. You know, and what school's real main role is. I think sometimes school, you know, because I work in a big city, and sometimes school is turned into more of like a social media kind of hangout place. And the kids and, you know, just they just kind of focusing on just, you know, more of the social part than less of the education part. I think the second thing, like I said, because I come out of the big city, is that I'm in Philadelphia, is that I think parents need to find out from the kids what concerns do they have in regards to going back to school. Are there any issues? Are there any bullying stuff that going, things that weren't resolved before the school year? So I think those are real two important things that parents need to discuss with their kids in the, you know, in the beginning, as soon as school starts.
Yeah, that's really important. Actually, with Clara and Isaac, I sat down with them, and especially for Isaac, because his first year in middle school, he's officially a sixth grader. And going from having 2 teachers to 7 teachers, going from the classroom right next door to having to change classes and deal with bells and deal with lunch periods, it's a whole lot to process. So you're absolutely right about that. How do we help our sons and daughters get over the anxiety of going back to school and, of course, if they are going from elementary to middle or then middle to high school, you know, how do we help them to step into their power and navigate the anxiety that they may be feeling, which surely is there?
Well, you know what, I think, like, especially, let's start with maybe a kid that's in elementary school, maybe their first year elementary. A good thing is just, you know, that summer before school start talking about school. Start talking about school. Start talking about the bus ride. Take your child on a, you know, drive to the school. Walk to the school. Let them see this is where you'll be going to school at. This is what your school looks like. Start making contact with different, you know, as far as teachers. Start shooting emails, because most of every school now, every teacher, there's an email address. So every school you're going to, there's email addresses. And teachers, you know, now work all year round. So you can just maybe just, you know, shoot an email a week before school. And for regards to, you know, your child, like I said, it's the conversation piece about school. You know, things they might not, they may be concerned with. If your child has a disability, you know, starting connecting with the, you know, in Philadelphia, we have what we call a special ed liaison who's basically oversees the child's educational plan, which is called IEP. Start connecting with them. Find out if there's any other stuff that, you know, that needs to be added on, or if there's some things new happen. But as far as your anxiety with your child, I believe the best thing is just to really just start encouraging them. Get them, as far as reading, find out from the school what, you know, what reading material that they may have to use, and let them use, start looking at it over the summer, and just, you know, go to Barnes and Noble or wherever place, and let the kids start reading. Let them see this is the kind of math that you're going to that you'll be working. Because I know the math has changed, so I know in regards to my daughter, she's in seventh grade. When she came to me last year with the math, I was like, well, I didn't understand some of the math, but I got on Google, which is like one of the best things in the world, and I started learning the new math. So I was able to help my daughter and, you know, to show them. So I think if you empower yourself as a parent and you show the child that, you know, you're confident and that, you know, you're willing to go the extra route to help them, I think that decreases anxiety. You know, as far as like middle and high school, I think that's a good, this is a time when you're kind of giving your child a little more freedom, because they'll probably want to be involved, and you want to trust them to get involved in different activities like after school programs, sports, and those type of related things. You know, so those are other different new issues that you're going to have to deal with. But like I said, definitely in regards to the parent has to empower themselves educationally wise, and you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar, just learning a few techniques to help decrease the anxiety for your child.
Okay, I know that here in the Chesapeake area of Virginia, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they probably have it in the other cities within the Hampton Roads area, we have what's called Antline, and that's the way that parents can stay in power and abreast of what's going on with their classes and so forth. So I definitely think that parents, especially with technology being where it is mm-hmm. in this day and age, to stay engaged, and I think that will help the children, because they can't get away with not doing what they're supposed to do, because the classes, the assignments, everything is online. And like you said, reaching out to the teachers is really important. I believe in making my children's teachers my BFF. In fact, I think mm-hmm. I need to have a T-shirt. I think that you need to make me a T-shirt that says, my son or my daughter's teacher is my BFF. Because you really want to be connected. You got me?
I got you. Seriously, I got you.
I think that's important. Now, what about, you mentioned earlier in terms of the talking to them, but what about, how important are affirmations? Or do you think that affirmations are an important thing to begin to instill into our children, you know, as they start school and throughout the school year?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely think the affirmation is important. You know, and you know, as far as just maybe helping them in the verb, giving them more confidence in regards to, you know, this is my school, this is where I'm going to be, making school something that they enjoy. You know, affirming that I'm a student, my job is to go to school. Because I think sometimes, like I tell my daughter, you have one job, and your job is to be a student. And we need to find out how we can improve you becoming the best student that you can be. So I definitely believe that, you know, the affirmation part is, you know, definitely important in regards to, you know, your child in school, so they can be proud of their school. Because sometimes the kids are not proud of some of the schools because so much is going on. Like I said, I work in, you know, I'm in the city and, you know, Philadelphia, and sometimes there's some good and some bad. And sometimes the kids, you know, I tell them, you know, you got to, you know, because I'm a therapist in one of the schools. Sometimes, you know, you got to look past the bad and grab onto the good and affirm, this is my school. I'm proud. I want the best for myself and for my classmates. And sometimes that's tough for the kids because you got the peer pressure and all those other things. And that's sometimes, as far as parents, that's what I know I worry about because, you know, when I'm in front of my child is one thing, but when they're in front of their peers, that's a whole other issue. And how they have to try to perform and try to be, you know, cool or be that person that maybe they're not even comfortable being.
Well, then how do we help them? Because that's a good point. When they enter the door of the schools and the classrooms, what do we say to them that's going to help them to be strong in themselves and to stand tall? And also the issue of trying to fit in, because again, mm-hmm. going to high school, one of my daughter's friends, her mom shared that because she is now going to high school, she's wondering what's it going to be like when she goes to the lunchroom. Is she going to see any of her friends? And then how is she going to deal with it? She doesn't see any of them maybe in the lunch bill that she has. So, you know, what do we say to our children that's going to ease their minds when it comes to, quote unquote, trying to fit in or to be a part or to be able to stand their ground in the midst of all that's going on?
Well, you know, one thing, like, I'm always watching you on Facebook. I'm a Facebook stalker of yours, and I will say that what you do is like the best thing. You're always modeling positive behavior. You're always encouraging your children. You know, when you brought your daughter down to the leadership conference, and your son, you had your daughter, she wearing her crown. You're always uplifting them. You're letting them know you're special, you're somebody. And the teaching, at the end of the day, it goes back to the home. And we have to model the importance of education. You know, my dad had an eighth grade education, but he made sure that me and my sisters went off to college. My mom was about college. She never finished college, but she always she stressed the importance of us going to school. And I think as parents, we're the first teacher. We have to always encourage our kids the importance of being in school. We have to be able to, we have to be their role model. We can't let, and I'm not knocking the rappers and stuff, we can't let them be the role models. We have to be LeBron, the basketball players, we have to be the role model. And we have to set ourselves apart and show our kids, you are special, you're different. And you deserve a great education. And also by going in and fighting for our kids. In regards to if things are not right, we're going to advocate and showing our children, this is what you do. If things are not right, this is how you handle things. You know, because sometimes, as parents, we'll get overexcited if there's an issue in school and the teacher did this and the teacher did that. But sometimes we have to go in there and just find out what the truth is. But I think is teaching our children the importance of loving themselves. Number two, also teach them about this bullying. The bullying is real serious. It's going from pre-K all the way up to high school. Let them know that you're not a snitch if you're being treated wrong or you see another child that's being treated wrong. And also, and lastly, keeping them involved. Like I said, get kids off everywhere on Facebook. They're always doing something. I think when a kid is more involved, the less they'll engage with negative behavior. And that'll suppress any of the negative kid peers that want to pull them down. So, like I said, it comes back to us.
Yeah, you're right about that. Going back to the whole bullying piece, a lot of schools, they have an initiative of, zero tolerance for bullying, but then, of course, it still happens. So how do we, again, empower our children to get past the bullying or to be able to deal with it? Not
well,
so much to deal with it, but how do they handle it?
What we have to do is we have to teach them to be assertive. You know, basically, you know, I remember my model with my daughter when she first got to elementary school. You know, I'm going to take your lunch. No, you don't take my lunch. Seek out an adult if you feel uncomfortable. We have to encourage them that it's okay to go and you know, confront somebody, or go, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, you have to let an adult know, or go talk to my you know, to my parents about what I see, and just building good moral character with our kids so they don't even get involved with bullying. You know, I tell my daughter, I don't want you, you know, just to walk away. You know, I want you to be able to stand up for yourself and say something, you know, to tell people that you know, or your friends, do something like, this is not right. And like I said, we have to model that. We have to teach them. It goes back to just giving them self-confidence. The more confident, and with sports, with getting good grades, proper nutrition, all those things tie in to just being a confident person. You know, even though, and standing alone is, that's part of standing alone part. Being able to make a tough decision when everybody else is doing the wrong thing. And like I said, you model that. Like I said, I role play with my daughter sometime about just, you know, making a tough decision. This is going on. There's a party going on, and you want to go, but you know your parents said no. Well, do you tell a lie, or do you just say, look, I can't go, guys. My parents don't let me go to the parties like that. And with my daughter being 12 years old, for some reason, the kids are having all these parties. So I had to, like, no, you can't do the party thing. I just think you guys are too young to be in a party. So back to your question. The answer is just, once again, teaching our kids self-confidence, encouraging, get them involved with sports, get them to the point where they're not even interested in the negative things that's going on in their school. And I always tell my daughter, there's kids walking around, AD kids, honor roll kids, that are never in trouble. The question is why? Because they're looking past everything else that's around them. And I tell my daughter, you got to be hungry.
I like that. You said you got to be hungry?
Got to be hungry.
Wow.
You got to be hungry, you know. And I try not to say when I was a child, but sometimes I have to let them know. Like, you know, I played football. After football season, I went to work. Because I realized I wanted to be hungry. My dad was like, I don't want you curing tobacco. I don't want you to have, you know, to not be able to make it. I need you to be hungry. I need you to want more. And that's why I tell my daughter, just be hungry. Want more. Want more and do more. And actually, I don't think there's a simple science to it. I think if you model it, and like I said, the way your work ethic is and the things you do, your kids see that. And they'll model it. And I think we as parents, we have to model more of that. You know, we all parents go through all kinds of stuff. I can tell my daughter, we all human. But we, as parents,
right,
it's our job to be the one to step the game up. It's our job. That's the job we chose, and that's the job we got to take. We have to be responsible with that, stepping our game up and showing our kids this is how you do it.
Right. Well, you have, thus far, you know, in our conversation, you've offered some amazing tips. And I'm a note taker. When Klaus, Isaac, and I attended your Golden Vision conference, which, by the way, I hope that you are working on the next one because we
know. Yeah, I'm working on the next one. Within the next 60 days, I'm going to have a new one, and you're definitely going to enjoy it.
Okay, we're excited. Klaus, she's already ready to come, and Isaac, of course, because it's Eagles Town. He's definitely ready to be
okay
in the place. So we definitely want to support you, and of course, get the word out and encourage more people to attend it because it was wonderful. And I still have those notes that I took. They're implementing what I learned, you know, because especially me being a single mom of a young man, helping him to just be and do better. So I just really appreciate that. But in terms of the notes I've taken down so far, if you are listening in, John has so graciously agreed to offer one of his the Camera Group T-shirts to one of our listeners. What you will have to do is Facebook me some of the tips that he spoke about. And the first person that does so will receive the T-shirt. So, again, John, thank you for agreeing to do that. I love empowering people with information, but I also love to empower them with something tangible as well so that they can tell more people. And when they're wearing the shirt, they're representing the Cameron Group and what the organization embodies, which is amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to also going, I want to go back into where you talked about the role playing in terms of that positioning our children for academic success. You know, in terms of a situation where you have homework to do, but there's a soccer or a baseball game going on, how do we play that out so that we get our children to understand that the books are first, as you said, you know, to your daughter, and as I say to my children, your job is school. So how would that situation work out?
Okay. First thing that I do is I'll do the role play in two parts. I'll do it as far as a negative response and a positive response. So let's say that you got homework due, but there's a big football game, and you decide that you're going to go to the football game. I do what we call, it's a chaining method. So I tell my daughter, because you went to the football game, you lost so many hours of studying, and you had a test. And instead of you getting, you know, 80, 85 on the test, you may have failed the test. Because you failed the test, now you have a negative in regards to one of your tests. Because you got the negative in regards to your test, when you add into your test scores, your academic score is lower. Now because your academic score is lower, you're in trouble with your parents. So I tell her, there's a chain reaction. All because of that, you wanted to go to the football game. Now, on the flip side, you decide, I'm not going, I'm going to study. I get the 85 on the test. I'm making B's and A's. I'm on the honor roll. You may get a new phone from your parents. You may get something new, a reward. But because you decided I'm going to study, I'm gonna do what I got to do. You got a good grade. Yeah, you missed the game, but there's gonna be other games. So I show my daughter it's a chain reaction to every move that we make. And look at the best reaction. Focus on what's going to be the best reaction to the move that you make. I tell us like a chess game. What move you make is going to be dependent if you lose your man. So she laughs sometimes like that. You always got an analogy. But that's how I kind of tell her. You have to look and say, if I make this move, what's going to be the chain reaction to it? So that's kind of really how. So we play it out, the good and the bad side. And then we talk about it.
Now, what about study habits and study tips?
Okay. In regards to study tips, you know, I suggest that, you know, parents, as soon as you get kids get home, let them get a snack, let them get relaxed for a minute, and let them get the books. I would suggest that don't let them get on the computers. Don't let them watch the TV. Go right into the study. I would at least have my child study an hour a day. When my son was in school, no video games during the school week. That's just kind of how we did it. No video games in school week. Sitting home, you know, if you're not able, if you're not home when they get home, at least find out what the child has. That goes back to communicating with the teacher. You can get a shooter. Teachers have no problem emailing you, or you're just going online to see these are assignments that's due this week. So you can go. You could be at work literally, go on your phone, check and see what your child has, and then when your child gets home, review everything that they've done. If they need more assistance, then you can sit there and you can help them with that. But I do believe that, you know, as far as study habits, I believe at least an hour a day or more to, you know, so your child can show, you know, stay on top. I also believe that maybe practice books that you have or different math websites, if your child may be struggling math, let them practice in the math websites. And then the strengthening their skill. I tell my daughter once again, it's like playing basketball. If you're right-handed, you want to work on your left hand. So if your left hand is your less dominant, is your weak hand, in regards to basketball, you want to do more work on your left hand. So that's what my tips are. Just, you know, hours a day extra, then, you know, that you're not fishing in, getting on the website and working on that other stuff. Because I know we have Cool Math in Philadelphia. They can get on as a fun math program, and the kids they'll play games and learn math at the same time.
You said Cool Math. I think I heard Cool Math. And what was the other one? You said Fun Math.
It's cool. It's about Cool Math. I was just saying with the Cool Math,
okay.
They can learn math and have fun at the same time. Now, in regards to boys, you know, a lot of times boys struggle writing, and I just kind of want the parents to know that. It's just, it's almost a developmental thing with the boys. I would suggest making your son write a paragraph a day, giving them a topic, and making them write a paragraph a day. Because I'm finding that a lot of boys don't like to write, whereas the girls, they're kind of just, they already, the writing part with them, because they're communicators, women are communicators, they really won't have a problem writing. But as far as a boy, I would give him a topic every day or every other day and let them write. Tell them I need 4 lines and then increase it to 8 lines, because that'll help them build on their communication and develop their writing skills. You know, give them a topic and let them write. And also they'll help prepare them. Like we had the PSA testing. You know, you guys have your Virginia State testing. That'll help them in regards to testing time.
That's a great tip. And because that's one of the things I wanted to focus on with Isaac, is definitely making sure, because he's very expressive and all of that. But again, like you said, our boys, for the most part, they struggle with the comprehension, you know, with the writing and so forth. So that's something I'm definitely going to implement, you know, for myself, and I appreciate you sharing that.
Okay.
When I was growing up, and me and my girlfriends, and we're friends 20-plus years strong, we actually formed our own study groups. How important, or do you think it's a good idea in this day and time for the kids to, you know, kind of partner up with some students that they feel would be helpful, you know, in terms of being able to study, maybe somebody strong in math, you know, and getting together with them, you know, being proactive, helping them to be proactive about their education and their academics.
Yeah, you know what, you hit it right on the head. I think that's really important. And I think it needs to be really implemented now. We need to encourage that, because, you know, I'm not knocking social media, but sometimes I think that social media has taught our children to distance themselves from people and not really communicate. Because now, you know, like you said, when you were younger, I know when I was younger, I had the same, we didn't have a study group, but sometimes if I was in this, my buddy Troy was good in math, so I would go to his house sometime, and we would sit together and do math work. And I think that builds positive relationship with, teach peers how to build positive relationships and healthy relationships, you know, not just, you know, playing online and talking on the phone and Facebook and Instagram, but also it's almost like a friendly competition too. You know, it's like sports. My buddy's doing good in math. I want to be just as good as my buddy. So I think it's definitely something that needs to be encouraged, and it needs to be done.
I agree. Well, you offered some amazing tips, and I thank you for coming onto the line. We have been great friends. And by the way, for my listening audience, this is my fraternity brother. He is a man of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
And that's right.
I just really appreciate you. You know, that's right. I really appreciate you coming on the line. And again, if you listen in, please let me know some of the things that he was able to share on the line, and you have a chance to win the Cameron Group T-shirt. Just inbox me on Facebook. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Step Into Your Power. I am your host, Deanna Sharon Huff. Have a great week. Empower your children for academic success, and I will see you next Tuesday on the air.